At this gasoline station in central Kathmandu, the line of motorbikes, taxis and buses stretches around all four sides of a city block and continues on. Nepal's capital is feeling the effects of political protests in the country's southern districts, which have effectively blocked imports of petroleum products from India. Nepal relies solely on India for gasoline, diesel and kerosene, most of which is trucked in along a single highway. Political leaders who say they represent ethnic groups in the southern districts, known as the Terai, have organised the protest to pressure Nepal's government to accept their demands for more autonomy. But motorists in Kathmandu are frustrated that politics is affecting basic supplies. Vivid Takali waited in line for 12 hours to buy gasoline.
The condition of the country is pathetic right now. We can't do anything. There is no petrol. Terai is burned, you know. It's because of Terai. Terai is burned, so we don't get petrol. And we have to do it. We need petrol to ride our bike and all the vehicle. So, no fuel.
Across Kathmandu Valley, at least 15 private schools have closed because their school buses have no fuel, and only about 10% of public buses are running. With limited diesel to run generators, many hospitals are struggling to provide services. Public power is cut during 8 hours of every day. Nepal has too few hydroelectric plants to supply its needs, and hydropower-producing dams suffer from a lack of water during the dry season. Wes Lutz runs the support services at a 150-bed missionary hospital east of Kathmandu. He says the hospital has shut down outreach clinics and reduced ambulance services to try to conserve fuel for essential surgeries, emergency cases, and its critical care ward.
Basically, when you don't have power, people die. When someone's on a ventilator and there's no power, the ventilator stops, and so does the person.
So far, the Shia Memorial Hospital has been able to secure enough diesel for its backup generators, which consume about 500 litres a day during power cuts. But other private hospitals have not been able to get even this supply. The government has asked police to provide security convoys for oil tankers, and curfews have been announced in several districts to try to get supplies through the roadblocks to the capital. Liam Cochrane for VOA News, Kathmandu.